It's cue for a three.
Yeah!
Shoots it at the horn. No good. For Chris McCready. 116 to 150.
Holy cow.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
It's a gray, cool day here in St. Louis, Missouri. We're at the campus of St. Louis Community College Forest Park. It's the Missouri-Illinois Basketball Challenge again this year. Last year, we couldn't broadcast. We got blacked out. This year, they said the heck with that and let everybody do their thing again. And so we're here for this game between the MSU West Plains Grizzlies with a mark of 6-7 and a three-game winning streak going up against a very good Kaskaskia College Blue Devils team from Centralia, Illinois. The Grizzlies have been playing very good basketball most recently, and most recently on Tuesday picked up their best win of the season. Not just against a really good team, but a team that had already beaten them at home by 18 points and were able to rebound and win that game on the road and did it by 8, by a final of 96-88. The Grizzlies got a great night of shooting, especially the first half of that ball game. In the game, the Grizzlies made 14 threes. That was the biggest factor in getting them to their lead and eventually holding on for the victory. The Grizzlies were very good at the free throw line in the ball game. They were 20 out of 27 in the second half to help put that game away. And they've just, in general, been shooting the ball much better. And with a basketball team that runs their type of offense, if that open three isn't going down, it really makes it tough. But recently, I think one of the big differences is that you've seen the Grizzlies do a little bit better job moving the basketball on offense and getting some really good looks at the basket. Today, the Grizzlies will be shorthanded once again. Jalen Hines is out for the season. And their big postman, Alonzo Easterly, will not play again today. That was the case on Tuesday night when we were at Miami, and the Grizzlies came through by putting Javon Barbie in as the postman in their offense. And we got some shots blocked against that big NEO team, but that's just the way it is. And we kept coming at them and kept coming at them, and eventually, in that game, the Grizzlies jumped out to a 17-point halftime lead, which you knew would melt down, and eventually, NEO took a one-point lead, 81-80, but that's the point where the Grizzlies, with both teams getting tired, they got their second wind and were able to push through and get the 8-point victory. And the Grizzlies now have a great opportunity. If they can win this game today and win next week at home against CMO Prep, the Grizzlies would be 8-7 at the Christmas break, which would be the first time that we have been over 500 at the Christmas break since the 2018 season. So we got something to play for here today. Go into the second half with a little momentum. The Grizzlies starting five. Going to be Tyrell Smith, 6'3 guard from Tampa, Florida. Josiah Green, a 6'4 freshman from Springfield. Ace Evans, 6'2 redshirt freshman from Milwaukee. Javon Barbie, 6'5 freshman from Tacoma, Washington. And Sean Glass, of course, who had 23 Tuesday night from West Monroe, Louisiana, where it's much warmer today than it is here. Tip one by Kaskaskia will set their starting five here as we get started. And they have the ball on offense, driving the key. And here's a turn, shot missed, rebound Barbie with it. Grizzlies in the white, goes left to right. Crossover, good move. Tyrell goes up, got his shot blocked though. And now it's taken back by the blue-clad Kaskaskia Blue Devils. Crossover move in the paint, shot blocked from behind. and no travel violation will be the call. Here are the starting five for the Kaskaskia Blue Devils from Centralia, Illinois. They're 8-3 on the year. They'll go with Antoine Tillman, a 6-foot sophomore guard from Edwardsville, Illinois, at the point. Grizzlies on offense right now with Barbie over to the right wing. A7 goes right baseline, goes all the way in, laid it up too high. Got some body contact, missed a shot, coming back the other way, right to left. Kaskaskia drives baseline, spins in the middle, feeds it across, lay in, it's good. First basket of the game, Antoine Tillman gets the basket. Wait till a stop and we'll get all these other starters for Kaskaskia integrated into the contest here. Javon Barbie out front, takes it to the hole, goes up, got it blocked, out of bounds. And he took that ball right at Big Allen Myers, a 6'8 sophomore from Philadelphia. He is one of four transfers for this team, and three of them start. So to say the transfers help. Here's the follow away. Good by Desiah Green from about 13 feet left of the key. Desiah Green with a two. And that ties it up at two. And it's always good to make an early shot. Helps everybody settle in a little bit. On the left low block. Posted up inside. Turn shot. Right-handed baby hook. That's up and good. That is Jared Mackey. He is a 6'5 sophomore from Memphis. He gets the second bucket for the Blue Devils. Barbie goes baseline, goes around his guy, kicks it outside. Desiah dribbles in, pulls up. Wing shot from the right elbow is no good. Ball comes off, picked up by Kaskaskia. They want to play fast. They average 100 points a game. And a three from the point is no good. Rebounding three white shirts there, and that's it. Tyrell Smith comes down with it. Desiah in the middle. Gives it over to Tyrell. Shoots a three in the right point. That's off the lip of the rim. No good. And the ball pulled down by Allen Myers. 6'8 kid gets it out to the point. Antoine Tillman, front court. Tillman to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. Looks the end. Ball knocked away. Picked back up again. Now at the point. Up fake. Down the key. Here's a drive and the right hand shot. No good. Late whistle and a foul call on the Grizzlies with 17:24 to go. In the first half, Desiah Green will pick up the foul for MSU West Plains. All the region teams are playing here today. Plus St. Louis. Here's a free throw try. First drive, good. Jared Mackey has three of their five. And he'll get another try. Antoine Tillman, Keon Garrett Miller is another transfer. 6'1 guard from Indianapolis, Indiana. And the next free throw by Mackey is no good, but we get a whistle. And somebody was in the lane too soon for the Grizzlies, so he'll get another try. 5-2 score. Blue Devils on top. From the Missouri-Illinois Challenge at St. Louis Community College. Next try is good. Straight man-to-man by Kaskaskia. Wrap around to the point. Tyrell, left wing. Oh, good feet underneath. Nearly, and it was lost out of bounds. Desiah Green got a bullet pass from the left wing under the bucket. Fumbled it, picked it up, but stepped on the baseline and turned the ball over. Kind of a slow start. We played 3 minutes. 6-2 ball game at the point. Tillman will dribble over to the right wing, be picked up by Sean Glass. Now out front. Spin move to the middle. Up fake Tillman. Up and around shot is up and good. And now the other way. Here's a drive no good by Ace as he forced the ball up. Lydell actually got credit with the last basket. Now they break the other way. Layup the other end. Good. Bucket. Timeout. Grizzlies are a little flat-footed right now. Timeout on the floor with the score. Kaskaskia 10, Grizzlies 2, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back to it. Grizzlies have the basketball, and they're down by 8. 10-2 score. Yes, Kasky is the kind of team that will just keep scoring, too. You better pick it up and at least get even. A7's out high. Had it knocked away. Out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies. 10 on the shot clock. Malachi Lindsey comes in for A7's. And the Grizzlies will throw it in the far right corner. Inbound, Sean Glass has it. Now to the point, Malachi. Malachi. Back out to the point, Sean raises up, shoots the three, no good. Rebound tipped long to the far sideline. And Kaskaskia chases the ball down. And they come back up the right side, and the foul be on Tavon Barbie, riding his hip up the right side. Team foul two on the Grizzlies. First foul on Javon Barbie. Media timeout for 4 minutes into the ball game. Slow start for the Grizzlies today. They're down 10-2 against Kaskaskia, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Mark at Hirsch. Now is the time to take advantage of year-end specials on hay equipment. Krohn, Massey, and we are excited to announce that we are now a Kuhn equipment dealer. We have 0% for 120-month financing on select LS tractors. Huge discounts and low-rate financing on in-stock Massey tractors. And there's more. $3,000 cash discount on 2025 Mahindra Rocksores or $4,000 cash discount on 24 model Rocksores. Plus, check out year-end deals on in-stock Mahindra, LS, and Bad Boy tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains. Local sales, parts, and service professionals working hard to earn your business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
We played 4 minutes of basketball here at St. Louis so far today, and the Grizzlies have only 2 points in the scoring column, scored by Josiah Green. Outside of that, nothing else so far. 10-2 is the score. Kaskaskia will throw the ball in. Hayden Hules is in their lineup. He is a 6'5 guard from Carlisle, Illinois. Here's the inbound play at the point. A catch and shoot from the elbow for a 2, no good. Rebound pulled down by Blaine Harris. Blaine in the ball game from Cape Girardeau. Devontae Barley in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Devontae crossover, spin to the middle. Good move. Goes up right hand. Shot no good, but he got fouled in the act of shooting. And that foul is going to be on Hayden Hules, who just came in the ball game for Kaskaskia. Devontae Barley averaging 10 points a ball game. Gets to the line. First try here. Good. Blaine Harris is in the ball game. Blaine is averaging 4 points a game, but what he contributes goes way beyond that. Here's the next free throw. No good. Loose on the deck. Loose ball, finally picked up by Kaskaskia. So 1 out of 2 for Damani. 15.5 minutes to go in the ball in the first half of the ball game. Out front, they'll handle with Miles Lydell. Here's the returner on this team. Down to left point, Grizzlies matching up. Turn, base, free throw line, jump shot, no good. Rebound hits the floor. Picked up by Blaine Harris. Left corner, Damani Barley with it. Ball tipped out of bounds. Oh, it's deflected. That's last by Malachi Lindsey. Turnover Grizzly, second of the ball game. Warrior. Blue Devils in the blue with the black trim. The Grizzlies in the traveling white with the red and the blue. So 10-3 ball game. 14:50 play in the half. Dump down inside. Layup good. Good move. Good pass down to the low block. For an easy shot by Jared Mackey, who now has 8 points. Here's a drive. Ace Evans gets to the basket, lays it up and in. Just came to the ball game, and Ace took it to the basket from the left wing and gets the bounce off the rim. It's 12-5. Now we're maybe going to loosen up a little bit. Double-team the ball, triple-team the ball out front. Had a guy wide open underneath. He gets the pass from the corner and lays it up and in. Tillman with the bucket. Now at the other end, here's Mekhi Lindsey, and he takes it down the left side of the key, hangs in midair, and lays it in. So the pace of the game picking up a little bit now for both teams. Lob pass up ahead. Mackey has it. He'll pull it back and reset. 13:52 to go. 14-7. Grizzlies trail by 7. Early in the ball game. On the baseline. They look to the high post. Can't get him the ball. Now Mackey spins to the middle. Great shot as he spins around and lays it up and in. Off the glass. Jared Mackey is a handful. He's averaging 11 a game. He's already got that. Blaine Harris out front over to Damani Barley. Damani down the key, leans in, puts up a tough off-balance shot, and he got fouled on the shot. That'll be against Hayden Hills for his second. Damani Barley goes to the line for the Grizzlies. Again, first try good. Sometimes when you start a little bit slow shooting the basketball, the best remedy is get to the free throw line. Kind of slow the pace down, get your act together, make a few shots, get a handle on things, and Damani makes them both. He's 3 out of 4. 16-9. Big game for the Grizzlies to win here today if they can. We could be over 500 at Christmas for the first time since the 2018 season. It's been a while. On the baseline, they wrap around it to the far corner. Mackey of another three, this time no good. Ball tipped long, picked up, and here's a drive, and the shot will fall, and we get a blocking foul call against the Grizzlies on the rebound. Kind of an odd place to get a rebound, or get a blocking foul on the rebound. But it looks like it's going to be on Damani Barley. So the free throw try here, first try is good by another of their big transfers. This is Alan Myers averaging 20. He's our leading scorer. He averages 21 a game. He ties another one. It's good. Grizzlies with the basketball. Malachi up high, took pass back. Goose has it. Gustav Blobenfeldt outside to Malachi on the wing. Malachi will move it to the left wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Still dribbling on the baseline. Leans in. Up fake. Now out to the right point, and we don't get a shot off. Malachi held the basketball for a good between 12 and 15 seconds, and we never got a look at the basket. 18-9, turnover number 3 on the Grizzlies. Screen up high. Now they'll double-team the ball at the right point. Grizzlies retreat back on defense. Left elbow jump shot, no good. We got a foul on Kaskaskia on the rebound that time. Mackey got caught with a push-off. That is their third team foul. 12 minutes to go in the first half. A very slow pace ball game. Out high, Ace Evans to the right wing. Catch and shoot from Malachi. Back iron no good. Rebound hit long. Goose saves it. Or Blaine Harris saves it. Back out to Goose. And out the point. Evans drives in, goes up, lays it up, and good. Ace Evans got to the basket. And you know how that usually ends. And it's 18-11. The Grizzlies down by 7. Josiah Green will check back in at the next whistle. Mackey on the right wing for the Blue Devils. Out to the point. Keaton Garrett Miller on the left wing. Here's Myers, the big kid, 6'8", backs down against the 6'4". Ace Evans, whistle travel with the basketball. Good defense. Ace held his ground. That's all he could do. And he forces turnover number 2 on the Blue Devils. Timeout on the court. 11:09 to go in the first half with the score. Kaskaskia College 18, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies 11, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Nine seconds to go in the first half of this game. So we've played right at 9 minutes, and we still don't have a three-point shot made yet. In today's game, that is an apparition. Weird. Grizzlies will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Here's the inbound play, and Malachi will bring it up middle of the floor. The Grizzlies have Gustav Blavenfelt, Javon Barbie, Malachi Lindsay, Ace Evans, and Josiah Green. Malachi to the right wing. Goose catches, shoots the three, and it's an air ball. And it's picked up by Myers underneath. Alan Myers gets it middle of the court now. Mackey bounce pass over. Tillman now back over to Mackey to Tillman at the point. They'll look right. They'll get the ball over to Miller. Step back, up fake, back to Miller at the point. Jab step, no shot, right point, Mackey. Wrap around to the baseline. Inside, wrap around, up around, shot no good. Put back is up, but no good. Foul the play, and the basket down, bucket, and that first one's gone in. It's a bucket for Jared Mackey. He just keeps on making hay out here. The foul's on Goose Blavenfelt, his first foul. Jared Mackey's eating us alive. He's got 12 points, 12 of their 20. And the free throw is no good. And the rebound, Sean Glass had it, lost it, picked up inside, laid up and in by Antoine Tillman. 22-11. Sean Glass out front. In the left corner, Javon Barbie. Drop step, leans inch to tie off the board, and good. Javon took it right at the big guy. Give it up 3 inches in height. And put it right in his mug and shot it off the glass. Javon Barbie with his first basket. 22-13. Myers up front. Now on the left wing, Liddell to the point. Here's a left-hand jumper by Tilden. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Barbie. Grizzlies come back with a chance to get into the lead. Crossover, spin to the middle. Wraparound pass out to the point. Sean Glass with a three. Good! Attaboy, Sean, as he knocks it in from the left point. That big three suddenly makes it 22-16. All you got to do is make a few shots. It will loosen things up considerably, and that three will really help. First three of the ball game for either team. Myers up high, left side, cut off by Desai, takes it to the hole, puts up a runner, no good, tipped over, picked up, Green for the Grizzlies. Desai Green up the right side, gets bumped in the open floor, and a foul number two on Jarrett Mackey for Kaskaskia, with 9:06 to play in the first half, 22-16. Well, they say that's the first foul on Mackey, so number one on him, team foul four. On Kaskaskia. Malachi comes out. Tyrell Smith is in. Lob out front. Grizzlies set their offense. Sean Glass on the left side. Hook pass underneath. Good feed. Desiah pump fake. Leans in up and under with the left hand. No good. He couldn't get it to fall. Man alive. Bad, bad break. Now the other way. Mackey will take it strong. High off the board. No good. Rebound. Grizzlies. We're going to run with it. Here's Ace Evans all the way in the hole. Forget it. Lay it up and good. Had somebody right on his hip, but he wasn't going to stop Ace Evans from scoring. 22-18, suddenly it's a four-point game. Grizzlies have been playing pretty physical at the defensive end, and that's really good to see. We need to play that way. At the point, just pull up and shoot a three. No good. Rebound, Javon Barbie. Up the right side, Desai. To the baseline, steps back, thought about a three. Now pulls it back, wrap around Barbie, all the way in the hole, laid it up, got blocked behind on a great defensive play by Miles Liddell. Kaskaskia comes back with it, right elbow, in a four-point game, 22-18. Hillman drives all the way from the wing, goes up the shot, no good. Foul be called on the shot, he'll shoot two, and Ace Evans. We'll pick up his first foul of the ball game. 7:53 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor with the score. Kaskaskia College 22, MSU West Plains 18, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
22-18, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies have come back from being in a bit of a hole here early, but the pace of the game has been such, and their defense has been good enough, but they've got back in the ball game and now down by four with Kaskaskia at the free throw line with Antoine Tillman, who has 6 points here in the first half. His first try here is good. Area. 23-18 is the score with 7:53 to go in the half. Next try, good. So in the backcourt, the Grizzlies play it in. Down six, Javon Barbie gets it to Ace Evans. I think we're starting to kind of figure out what we're able to do against this team defensively. Tyrell goes inside, travel with the basketball. He got caught in the lane. Tried to lean in and wrap around a little lob shot. Got called for the walk. And now come the Blue Devils from right to left in the blue. That's the point. Mackey. Right side fall away. It's good. Nice shot. That was Miles Lydell. Back to an 8-point game, 26-18. Down the key. Here's a drive whistle. A foul be called. On the drive by Ace Evans. He'll get be fouled. And no bonus yet for the shot. And foul number two on Miles Lydell. I'd give one of his fouls to Jared Mackey earlier. So it'll be Grizzly ball underneath. And we're down by 8. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Sean Glass gets it in. Blaine catches, shoots the 3. It's off the back iron. Weak side rebound. Pulled down by Kaskaskia. And they'll come back the other way after the board by Evan Munoz. Here's a drive. Shot. A good foul to play. The basket counts. They just took it down the right. From the right wing, took it strong to the basket. A little scoop shot, and a foul on the shot will put Blue Devils on the line. A bucket of one for Keon Garrett Miller. And it's now, that should make it 30. No, that's correct. It is 28. 28-18. Keon Garrett Miller, one of four transfers. The fourth transfer, Munoz, is in the ballgame now for them. Free throw is no good. Desaya drives in, gets cut off. Up and under, shot off the rim, no good. Put back is good by Damani Barley. We're going to get a warning against somebody for touching the ball once it went through the basket. 28-20. We still haven't really got going yet. You got to feel that. We'll see if that shakes loose in the second half. We still have 6:40 to go in this half. Now out front, Miller on the wing. They'll curl over the top, push off, fall away from 13. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Green. Grizzlies want to push it. Malachi over to Desaya. Splits the D, crossover, gets in the lane, fall away. 8-footer is partially blocked and taken back by Kaskaskia. Step back, 17-footer is in and out. Rebound to Sia Green. I don't know how many he's got, but he's got a bunch already. Now Malachi Lindsay up the middle of the floor. We'll go left. Now look right. Damani Barley. Check tight there. Now in the right corner. Damani baseline gets open. Pump fake goes up inside. Laid it up and missed it from a foot away. And now step through at the other end. And now a foul will be called. And two shots awarded. Kaskaskia. Damani was standing right under the basket. And went up, just tried to lay it over the rim. A little high. The ball came down, hit the rim, and bounded off. Got to use that backboard anytime you can. It deadens the basketball. And so we'll get a foul call, the second on Desaya at the other end. Free throw attempt number one is good by Big Alan Myers, who has 4 points today. .548 to go in the half, 29-20. Still kind of feeling for a situation here. Next free throw, good. A combination. 10-point game, 30-20. Malachi up the right sideline. Goes hard down the middle all the way, and boy, God, hammered. Ball goes flying out of bounds, but no foul is called. You could hear the slap across his arm when the ball got knocked out of bounds. Here's the inbound play. Sean Glass, Devon Barbie, got a 3 in the corner, and it's no good. Rebounded by Alan Myers, and back will come Kaskaskia. At the point, puts it on the deck, goes up, left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Damani Barley. The big kid tried to go coast to coast. Blaine Harris, at the point, Damani. Spins to the basket, puts it up on the run, no good. Tipped up, no good. Got it back, put it up again, no good. And a foul on the play. Boy, Damani Barley, he ain't very thick, but at 6'6", he's got some springs, and he gets up there and competes. With everything coming off the rim, the foul call will go against Kaskaskia, the first foul call of the day. Against Evan Munoz, free throw number one, good. Damani Barley makes the first one. He is 3 out of 4 today, 4 out of 5 today from the line, with one more to come. And it's good. Jared Fay exhorts his defense to stop here. Dwayne Harris, lob pass over the top. Inside, there's Myers, 2 feet away. He'll score every time there. Alan Myers with 7, averaging 21. 32-22, John Glass. Gustav to the point. Malachi. Barbie drives the lane, goes up, no good. Got fouled, though, and he took it right at the big kid again, Myers. And that'll be his first personal foul, and it'll be in the act of shooting. But 4:32 to go in the half. The Grizzlies trail it now by 10, 32-22. Juwan Barbie free throw try. Number one is good for the Tacoma Washington product. Tyrell Smith is back in the Grizzly lineup for Blaine Harris. Number two is good. 32-24. Back come Kaskaskia on the left side of the floor. They're looking across the court. They get the ball over now to Munoz. Now to the point. Here's Mackey. Working against Tyrell, going in, left-hand shot off the board, no good. Good block off by the Grizzlies. Gustav comes up with it and gets it over to Malachi. We'll get a stop, maybe get this down to 6 or 5. Malachi cuts over. Dives way up, is good, and a foul on the play, and the basket counts. Malachi Lindsay crossed over at the free throw line. That got his right hand loose, and he was able to get the ball to the bucket, and the basket counts. And the foul will be on Munoz. That'll be his second. So it's a bucket in one. It could be a 5-point game after this. 4:02 to go in the first half. Grizzlies with Tyrell Smith, Gustav Blobenfelt, Javon Barbie, Sean Glass, and this guy, Malachi. Free throw is good. 32-27, 4 minutes to play in the first half from St. Louis. Kaskaskia on offense. They'll weave it out front and now go back to the right elbow. Lost the ball, stolen away. Javon Barbie takes it all the way in the hole, lays it up, missed it, and a blocking foul late call is going to be the call on Alan Myers for Kaskaskia, trying to get back and prevent that lay-in. And a blocking foul is called. We get a timeout with 3:43 to go in the first half with the score. Kaskaskia College 32, MSU West Plains 27. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Ruskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
3 minutes and 43 seconds remain in the first half. We're at St. Louis Community College. Spitting distance from Forest Park and the zoo and the museum. A lot of fun stuff around here. Free throw line, the shooter is Javon Barbie. And it's good. He rattled that one in. Dylan Groves Engineers, I was telling him during our break that I'm feeling kind of all right with the way things are right now. Down by 3. Next one is good. So Javon Barbie continues to play very well. He's got 6 points in the first half. It's a 3-point game, one possession game, 32-29. Out front. Down the right side, back to the point. travel. Ace Evans held his ground, just made him commit, and when he did, he traveled with the basketball. So the Grizzlies could tie with a three. The last, it just goes to show you, one game to the, you just don't know what's going to happen. In the last ball game, we had 11 threes in the first half. We've got one so far. Ace drives in, goes up, got foul, late call, but a foul all the same. And Ace Evans threw the foul that time from Adonis Holloman. That's his first foul. And now the Grizzlies, with the clock at 3:11, half one, have a chance to cut this down to a one-point game. But will not cut it any more off that one. We'll get one more try. Ace Evans leads the Grizzlies in scoring with 16 a ball game, 32-29. One more try, and it's good. Two-point game, 32-30. Dean Smith told me so many times, you don't realize how long 40 minutes is. A lot of things happen in 40 minutes. It can go back and forth, a lot. Out front, Kaskaskia with the catch. They'll move it over to the right to Tillman. Now back to the left point. They're trying to get the ball inside against Devon Barbie. Give it up 2 inches in height. They post up inside. Turn. Shot good. Well, they got the ball deep enough that time, and they posted up Jared Mackey. About the same height as Devon, but he's a really physical, good player. Ball tipped out of bounds at the other end. Out of bounds. They'll stay with the Grizzlies. 34-30. Kaskaskia. 2:32 to go in the first half. Goose plays it inbounds to Ace Evans. Sean Glass lurking in the corner to see if he pops up and can get open. Here's a three at the point. Ace Evans in and rattled off the rim twice. Picked up finally by Kaskaskia up the right sideline with a 4-point lead. Down the key, Mackey spins from 10 feet. Back iron, good. He is a really good player. Mackey's got 15 now in the lane. Here's Sean Glass outside. Goose out to the left point. Tyrell. And a holding foul will be the call. So we're down by 6, but we are starting to get them in some very noticeable foul trouble. That'll be the third foul on Munoz off the bench. They've got two fouls on Mackey, Myers, and Lydell, all starters. Free throw number one for Tyrell Smith. Tyrell from Tampa, Florida makes the first free throw. One more try. Tyrell transferred to the Grizzlies from Coffeyville. And anytime you get a transfer from Coffeyville, that's a reason to be optimistic. And for good reason, Tyrell is a fine player. Next try is good. 36-32. Tyrell knocks them both in. On the right sideline, Blaine Harris hedges. They force the pass. Now posted inside. Turn, right-hand shot off the board. No good. Way too hard. That time by Hayden Huell. Now up the middle of the court. Ace to the point. Wide open. Sean with a three. Good! Sean Glass with his second three from straight on. Makes it a one-point game, 36-35. 1:18 to play in the first half. Free throw line. Lob pass and bad pass. Stolen away. Picked up by Sean Glass. And we could have a lead here in just a few seconds. Ace Evans, free throw at the top of the circle. Down the key all the way. Goes up, lost it, and that's going to be out of bounds. Well, the outside official should change that. That was clearly off Ace Evans. Well, he went in and talked about it. Must have said, did you see it? And he must have said, yeah, but he's fibbing because that was clearly off Ace Evans and it went out of bounds. So it's still Grizzly ball. Let's see if we can get the lead here. Out front, Sean with it on the wing. Launches a long three way off the mark. Rebound comes all the way out to Ace Evans. Ace has it. 52 seconds in the half, 10 on the shot clock. Three ball, wide open, right point, grounded out. Tipped long over, Barbie catches, shoots and scores. And Devontae Barley gets credit for an assist as Javon Barbie finished the play. Devontae couldn't get the rebound, but he clipped it to a teammate. Now the Grizzlies have the lead of one and 37-36. 30 seconds to go in the half. Pass inside, bad pass, and thrown in and saved by the Grizzlies. Turnover against the Blue Devils. Could be the last shot of the half. Shot clock off, 20 seconds and counting. We'll hand it to Ace Evans. Clear out the middle of the floor. If you're on the wing or in the corner, be ready. 5 seconds. Ace down the hole all the way. Lays it up and good. And the Grizzly lead is three at halftime. 39. Well, that was a two. So it's 39-36. The Grizzlies are up by three at the break. On the lay-in by Ace Evans gives him nine in the first half. And the Grizzlies, who were down by 10 on a few occasions, come back and lead it by three at the break, 39-36. Grizzly halftime is coming up. I have a little info on a former Grizzly. Check it on that coming up here today. Very interesting. One James Scooter Williams. And we'll get to that in a little bit, plus the scoring from the first half. The Grizzlies with the three-point halftime lead, 39-36. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains, New Beginnings, and Endless Possibilities. Grizzly halftime is 2 minutes away on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark at Hirsch. Now is the time to take advantage of our year-end specials on hay equipment. Prone, Massey, and we are excited to announce that we are a new Kuhn equipment dealer. Plus, check out year-end deals on in-stock Mahindra, LS, Bad Boy, and Massey tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains. Local sales, parts, and service professionals working hard to earn your business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. Grizzly Sports continues now.
We come back here to St. Louis Community College at Forest Park. The sentiment has really improved in a lot of respects. The format is still the same. A team from Missouri, usually a Region 16 team plus St. Louis, will play six different teams from the other side of the Illinois state line. And it's been kind of a an empty, cavernous feeling here when we have played in the past in this tournament. You do have all the teams that show up, but as far as crowd goes and things like that and coverage of it, it's really not been that much. It has really stepped up a lot this year. They've kind of improved the experience and made concession stands available more readily for folks. And this place where we play at Forest Park in the past, it has always been kind of dark in here, but they have really improved their lighting. In fact, I think they have brand new lighting in here. And it looks great. So the Archers have a much improved home court here, and they nearly pulled off an upset in the first game, even though they're Division One going up against Division Two. St. Louis lost in overtime to number 6, Parkland College, 81-79 in a fantastic basketball game. Parkland College is Division Two, and they're ranked number 6 in the nation. At the same time, you've got Parkland College is a Division II team. Kaskaskia is not a Division II team, but they're not a Division I team. They're, for lack of a better term, kind of a tweener. But they play a fairly heavy Division I schedule, but generally I think would qualify as a Division II team. The other teams in this tournament, opposing Region 16, you've got Three Rivers playing Southwest Illinois College, SWIC, as everybody knows them. You've got Loverleaf going up against John A. Logan. And then the nightcap will be the State Fair Roadrunners playing Lewis and Clark. Halftime score is 39-36. The Grizzlies on top by 3 with one game to go before we get to the Christmas break. So we'll take a break here with the Grizzlies up by 3 and come back and recap first half scoring. And at the end of the day, of course, we'll have our Grizzly Don's Auto Service player of this here game. And I'll tell you one big stat when we come back has to do with shooting the freebies. We've been very good so far at the free throw line today. Halftime score, 39-36. Grizzlies on top in St. Louis. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A federal judge temporarily blocks prosecutors from using key evidence in their bid to seek a new indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, dealing a setback to the Justice Department. FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox News,
"We are not finished. We are formulating a plan to make sure that we actually use the Constitution to hold people accountable."
Members of Congress are demanding the Pentagon release the full video of the military second strike on a suspected drug boat. Democratic Senator Adam Schiff on CBS's Meet the Press says the attack violated the law.
Killing two people who were shipwrecked at sea is also morally repugnant.
But GOP Congressman Pat Fallon on Fox News had no sympathy for the people he calls narco-terrorists.
They had poison toxins on that boat that could have killed thousands of Americans. So they knew what they were doing.
America's listening to Fox News.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya, guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Well, we'll get back to it here and check the scoring from the first half of this ball game. I just got our halftime score posted on Facebook for those that are maybe doing that right about now. But the Grizzlies at the half, lead it 39-36. Scoring in the first half for the Grizzlies. Pretty balanced. I was looking at the Grizzlies scoring just before we got started today. Ace Evans leads the scoring 16 a game. Sean Glass averages 13. Josiah Green has 11 a game. 10 for Damani Barley. And then you've got 1, 2, 3 players. Alonzo Easterling, Ty Smith, and Malachi Lindsay all average 9. So you got a lot of contributors. Let's go down the line here. Ace Evans in the first half, leading scorer for the Grizzlies, had 9 in the first 20 minutes. Javon Barbie had 8 points in the first half. Devontae Barley had 7. Malachi Lindsay had 5. Sean Glass had 6. He made a pair of threes. And Josiah Green had 2. Kaskaskia paced by Jared Mackey, and he was really their go-to guy that first half of the ball game. And let's see, he had 14 points in the first half to lead the Blue Devils scoring. Antoine Tillman contributed 8. Alan Myers had 7, 4 for Miles Lydell, and 2 for Keon Garrett Miller. One player has 3 fouls in this game, and that's Evan Munoz off of their bench. And they do have 4 players with 2 fouls. So of those players, 3 of the 5 starters have 2 fouls each. So that'll be kind of interesting. But here is the statistic that pretty much tells the first half story. The Grizzlies have done very well this season at the free throw line. And today has been a great example of that. The Grizzlies have made 13 out of 15 free throw tries. Meanwhile, Kaskaskia College has made 7 out of 10, which is good. But the Grizzlies getting there more often. They have won that battle by 6 points, and their lead at the half is 3. We'll take our final timeout here. Oh, and I was going to mention this. If you're a Grizzly basketball fan, you remember about 5 years ago, we had a wonderfully talented young man who played for the Grizzlies by the name of James Scooter Williams. He only played in West Plains one season, but I am telling you, if you remember, you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, he was, in all the years that I've been doing Grizzly basketball, he was maybe the most talented all-around player that I saw wear the Grizzly uniform. Sadar Calhoun probably was the most talented offensive, gifted offensive player, but James Scooter Williams could do it all. And he left MSU West Plains, and ultimately, after a couple of transfers, he is playing basketball for the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. And doing very well. He's averaging 10 points a game. And was starting the last time I checked. So it's really great to see a terrific young guy like Scooter Williams have success as he's taking it to the 4-year level and playing for Louisiana Tech. Isn't that Sean Glass's backyard, I think? I looked. West Monroe, Louisiana's got 54 degrees today. They got people out playing golf. Not up here in St. Louis. It is gray, misty, rainy, and just yuck. But we're 2 minutes from the second half starting. The Grizzlies have a chance to pull that record up to 500 at 7-7 if we can win and pull it off here in the next 20 minutes. We'll come back with the second half in 2 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
Another frosty evening awaits us. Double H here in the Weather Center. How frosty? Down to 19 for the low tonight. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with 41. But the rest of the week doesn't look too bad. On Tuesday and Wednesday, highs at 53, down to 43 on Thursday. Find more on the weather anytime at OzarkRadioNews.com.
store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
All right, we come back and ready to start the second half. Grizzly basketball to start it. They're up by three, and that'll be Josiah Green throwing the ball in here at midcourt to get the second half going. Grizzlies in the white. Now, terrible inbound pass, but it's caught by Ace Evans. Ace comes back in the front court, kicks it to the left corner. Josiah hesitates, drives in, goes up strong and scores. Took it right at the defender guarding the basket, Jared Mackey. And Josiah Green has four. Now quick back to the other side. Three ball is up, no good. Rebound, Javon Barbie. The Grizzlies with a chance to build now on a five-point lead. Ace Evans hesitates, in the paint, goes up, got it blocked. Take it away, turnover, up ahead. Here's Myers on the drive, lays it up, missed it, lost it on the way up. Josiah, down the key, puts it off the board, no good. Put back with two hands, is good by Javon Barbie, high above the rim, and just drops it down. Great follow, 10 points for Javon Barbie, 43-36. It's a seven-point lead. Keep the pressure on here, keep building on this thing. On the wing, to the baseline, lost it out of bounds. Did anyone touch it? Ace Evans did, so it'll stay with Kaskaskia. 57 seconds into the second half, the Grizzly lead. At halftime was three. It's now out to seven. Inbound play. Caught in the middle by Myers. The big 6'8 kid turns, trapped. He's been in the lane forever. There is no 3 seconds anymore. Over on the left wing to the baseline. All the way in, right-hand layup. No good, but a blocking foul will be called on the Grizzlies. As Keon Garrett Miller beat the defender and able to get the ball to the rim. Second foul on Javon Barbie. Keon Garrett Miller, the shooter. First try. Rims off to the right. No good. Next try is good. One out of two for Miller. 43-37. Tyrell Smith, left point, left wing. Josiah Green, we're kind of bunched up on this side. Now we spread it out. Javon Barbie kicks it out. Ace, three ball, right wing, good! Ace Evans from way out on the right. Knocked that one down from range. He's got 12. Second three made by the Grizzlies today. Kaskaskia hadn't made one of those yet. Here's a shot from the wing, no good. Put back up, no good by the big kid, Myers. And it's taken down by the Grizzlies. And here we go back the other way. Sean Glass at midcourt. Now A7, supply to the left wing. Sean raises up, shoots the three, and it's no good. Rebound will go to the corner. And it's controlled there by Jared Mackey from left to right. Mackey up high, got to stop the ball. He stumbled, kicked out to the corner. Tillman to the point. Put it on the floor with Miller. Up and around shot. No good. Off balance. Wild shot. Didn't get bailed out. Pass up ahead. Ace Evans. cross over all the way, right hand. Layup good. Found the play in the basket. Counts in a tremendous play by Ace, coming in from the right side, moving the ball to his right hand, laid it off the board and got hacked. And it's a bucket in one. 48-37. We're down by 10 a few times in the first half. Got closer and closer and finally got up. And now I'm not going to say pull it away, but the lead has grown. Free throw good by Ace, so it's a three-point play there. And 49-37, Grizzlies by 12. We have learned, I think, to play more physical as a defensive end, and that really has made a lot of difference. Here's a pass inside, and a good play by Sean Glass. And the ball passed up ahead is stolen back. Now it's underneath. Here's a driving layup. No good. And the shot pulled down by Tyrell Smith. So the team's straight turnovers. And now back the other way. John Glass, right point. Three ball by Sean is good. 3 threes for number 5. And the Grizzlies are up by 15. 52-37. You got to keep working it, and you got to keep pushing while you got them going. Build it big as you can. Over on the right side, crossover, great move. Mackey goes in right-hand reverse, but he missed the shot. Rebound, Javon Barbie has it. He'll bring it up the floor at 6'5". Hands it off now to Sean Glass. Sean in the key. Turnaround, fadeaway, 13-footer is good, and he is up feeling it now. And a timeout on the floor, and the Grizzlies. Here in the early going in the second half, the first 3.5 minutes, essentially, has outscored Kaskaskia 15-1. And the timeout, full timeout, back in a minute on KGY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
16 minutes and 38 seconds playing the ball game. The Grizzlies have a lead at 54-37. Front court, Kaskaskia with the basketball. They'll move it over to the right. Tillman crossover, left hand shot as he drives the lane, puts it up, missed it, tipped off the rim, no good. And a put back and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. On the rebound on Blaine Harris. Going over the back, trying to get that ball coming off the lip of the rim. Blaine picks up his first foul. His second foul. Inbound play for Kaskaskia underneath. He'll back it, spin it in. Mackey lost it all the way up, out of bounds, off Kaskaskia. Blaine Harris, good job on defense, and that forced that turnover by Mackey, and now the Grizzlies will play it in the backcourt. Full court pressure now by the Blue Devils. The Grizzlies have a guy open down the floor, but we got to get the floor cleaned up first before we move on. Damani Barley comes in for the Grizzlies. Comes in for Desiah Green. Tyrell Smith is out there along with Malachi Lindsey, Ace Evans. And Blaine Harris, who throws the ball into the backcourt, gets it into Ace. Feeds it up ahead, Malachi. Up the left side, Tyrell goes baseline all the way. Reverse layup is good. Great job attacking the press by Ty Smith, who has 4. Good ball movement. We moved it on the pass and not the dribble. That made all the difference. It's a 19-point game. Up high, Mackey. Bounce pass in, give and go. And a dunk attempt missed that time by Jared Mackey. on the left side. Ace open. Three ball. It hits the rim twice and comes off. And the ball taken down. Mackey up ahead. He gets it. Alley-oop. And it up. Miles Liddell now has six. We got to keep attacking. Here's the ball deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Grizzlies in the backcourt. 15:23 to go. And media timeout. 15:23 left in the ball game. In regulation anyway, the Grizzlies are up by 17. 56-39, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
56-39. The second half has been great for the Grizzlies. We've been notorious to start slow in second halves of ball games, but we've outscored Kaskaskia 17-3. And now on the inbound, the Grizzlies come back quickly. Left wing wide open. Here's a three ball by Ty and no good. Rebound comes long. And it's taken away by Antoine Dillman. Front court, right wing pass to Myers. Gets in the lane, gets bumped, leans in, lost it, traveled with the basketball. Why is he handling the ball that much, huh? I don't get that. 6'8". Tall, gangly young man. Now the Grizzlies inbound steal is laid up and in by Jared Mackey. He just bounced it right to it. And now inbound it again. Sean Glass, Barley in the middle of the floor. We attack 3-on-1. Malachi all the way in. Lanes in, shoots, missed it. 15-point game, 14:40 to play. Out high, Mackey with it. This is a good team. They're going to come back. Here's a drive in the paint. Lane up and in. Jared Mackey. I believe he has 18 now. We can't get the ball in bounds in the backcourt. Timeout call. And 14:29. This will be a short timeout, 30-second timeout with the score. The Grizzlies, 56. Blue Devils, 43. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
The Kaskaskia College Blue Devils are making a little bit of a push here. Down to a 13-point game, 56-43. Grizzlies inbound in the backcourt. Monty Barley, 3-on-2 break. Up ahead, Malachi all the way in, leans in, scores. Foul on the play in the basket counts. And Malachi did what you're supposed to. He took it strong to the basket, forced the contact, got the bucket, gets fouled, and he'll shoot one. And that is the third foul on their big kid, Myers. So he comes out. And they'll sub in for him, Miles Liddell. So they immediately go from 6'8 to 6'2 at that one position. Malachi, free throw, good. Malachi Lindsey makes it a 16-point game again, 59-43. 14 minutes to play. Grizzly defense has gotten better. There's no way around that. Down the key all the way. Tillman puts it up. No good. Tough shot. Ball knocked away. Picked up Desiah Green. Let's see if we can add on here. Desiah all the way in the hole. Goes up left hand. Layup is good as he cut across the lane and switched hands and laid it in with the left hand. 61-43. It's an 18-point game. On the right baseline, they'll cut the dribble off outside to the right side. They get it to Mackey, who pushed off and traveled with the basketball. A little frustration starting to build up a little bit here on the Blue Devils side of things. 61-43. They had the better of it in the first half, most of it, but you could see it starting to turn. Damani Barley has it. Here he comes. Middle of the floor, cuts around his guy, goes in, lays it up, got a foul, but no call. And it's taken down and back the other way. Whistle, and we'll get a foul call at the other end now as Keaton Garrett Miller took it right to Blaine Harris and just ran into him and drew a foul. Third foul on number three for the Grizzlies, and Blaine will probably come out here. A7s gets ready to check in. Javon Barbie will check in. Free throw number one is good. So Blaine and Malachi will come out of the lineup as A7s checks into the game with Javon Barbie. Next try is no good. Rims off to Sia Green with the rebound. They pressure the ball in the backcourt, and they take it away. And now the dish underneath, pump fake, lay in. Ball locked in, a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. We turned it over again in the backcourt. Sometimes it's like whoever's got the ball has the plague because we run away and move down the court and wave our arms and say, hey, I'm open. Well, if you got two guys on you, you can't see down the court. That makes it hard. You need to come back to the basketball. That is the second foul call on A7s. And at the free throw line, Antoine Tillman makes the first free throw. He has 9 points. 61-45. Good again. Cross court pass, Grizzlies front court. All the way to the hole. Ace goes up, and he missed the shot. He got bumped. And now back the other way. Here comes Liddell in the paint. Spins, shoots, and scores. Monty Barley with it. Over the timeline. Crossover. Now he'll circle outside and set up the offense. Down, up by 13. 12:53 to go. Sean Beach's guy drives in, goes up. No good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Smart play by Sean Glass that time. And that is going to be foul number one on Jewel Smith, just in the ball game from Memphis. Sean Glass, free throw shooter, good. Goose Blobenfelt checking in. Damani Barley goes out for the Grizzlies. And free throw, no good. Rebound comes along, and Mackey has it. Liddell up the left sideline now. Liddell, top of the circle, to the left wing, way out near the bench. Bounce pass, they're going to post up now. Mackey up fake, goes baseline against Goose Blobenfelt. Right hand shot, no good. Good block off by Goose, and rebound to the Grizzlies. John Glass, the A7. Ace at the point, hesitates, drives in, kicks it to the corner. Goose wide open for a three. Good! Goose has had some looks in recent games, and he's taking advantage of it in his first three today. Now back the other way. Down the court, an up-and-around shot is good as they drove the baseline. Antoine Tillman with a reverse lay-in. Front court. Grizzlies hold up with Sean Glass. 11:50 to play. 65-50. A7, Beach's guy, drives in, hangs, and shoots. And again, he probably got fouled, but ball comes off the backboard and taken down by Kaskaskia. down the key. Hook pass across. No look. Lay in is good. That's Miles Liddell. He's got 10. 15-point game. And now we get a foul in the backcourt on the Blue Devils. And a timeout on the floor with 11:27 to play in the ball game, and the Grizzlies up by 13, 65-52. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
.11:27 to play in the basketball game. The Grizzlies have a lead of 13, 65-52, led at the half by three, and came out on a 15-1 run to start the second half, and that's why we're where we are. The five for the Grizzlies out of the timeout. Malachi Lindsey, Josiah Green, Ace Evans, Goose Blobenfeld, and Javon Barbie. All these guys the Grizzlies have on the court are basically the same size. Javon is 6'5", Goose, Josiah, Ace, all 6'4", Makai is 6'3". So a smaller lineup. Alonzo Easterling is not available with a little bit of a knee problem, but he should be back when we come back to play after the first of the year. Full court pressure now on the inbound play. Long up the side. Goose sets. Shoots it open. Three, no good. And the ball comes off and is rebounded by the Blue Devils. Up the right side. Let's see if they can cut into this lead a little bit more. Kilman on the baseline. 11:10 to go. We have to keep playing the way we've been playing. Can't sit back on our heels. We've got to keep playing aggressive and take the game to them when we can. Kilman in the lane. Goes double team. Pass outside. Down the key. Free throw jump shot is up and good. Nice shot by Keon Garrett Miller. And a foul in the backcourt. This is good because with them pressing and they're drawing fouls. That's going to get us on the free throw line, and we've been making quite a bit of hay from 15 feet away unguarded. Blaine Harris is in the ballgame for Grizzlies for Javon Barbie. 65-54. It's an 11-point game. Josiah up the right side. Deflected pass out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies. The five for the Grizzlies, Blaine Harris, Goose Blobenfeld, Makai Lindsey, Ace Evans, and Josiah Green. Jake Sage not with the basketball team today. Jake has had a bit of a back issue, so he's not available. Alonzo Easterling not available. Grizzlies played at midcourt. Malachi Lindsey on the bounce at the point. Goes left, down the key, leans in, fall away, shot is up and around, no good. Rebound, tipped out of bounds. He was out of bounds. He'll go back to the Grizzlies with 20 on the shot clock. Unless there was no, yes, it will be Grizzly basketball with 20 on the shot clock. Tyrell checking back in for the Grizzlies for Goose Blobenfeld. 65-54. Grizzly lead is 11. Inbound play in the corner. Josiah. Out front. Deflected pass and out the left point. Malachi. Josiah. Wide open three at the left point. That's no good. Ball comes long. And the rebound to Jared Mackey. Middle of floor. Make him pick it up. They hold it up. And now at the right wing. Three ball is launched and good. Keon Garrett Miller makes this definitely an 8-point game. And now another steal on the press, and it's stolen right back by Malachi. People come back to the pass. Here's the long pass up the left side. Now Ace gets it to the point. Ace Evans to the right corner. Josiah goes baseline. Leans in. Shoots no good. Tip long. Man, we can't get a call around the basket. Now back the other way. All the way in. Kicked out of bounds. Ball is saved from going out. Now in the corner. Here's a two, and it's good. Keon Garrett Miller makes this a 6-point game. Up the right side. They've been able to speed the game up a little bit to their advantage because we haven't been finishing shots. We've had chances. Josiah, step back, gives it back to Blaine. Pin on the shot clock, A7 has it. 65-59. Shoots the three and fouled on the three, and he'll shoot three. How about that? Shot clock, he had nowhere to go or anything he could do other than just shoot a fadeaway three, and he got fouled. Thank you very much. Well, I haven't posted who that's on, evidently. PA guy said it was his first foul, whoever it was. Anyway, that will be actually free throw good by Ace. He'll get two more. Man, that was great. Getting fouled on the three. 66-59. Second foul on Tilden, actually. Next one good. Ace Evans for the hat trick. 67-59. Trying to make it a 9-point game again. And it's good. Sean Glass will check in for the shooter there. We need to crank it up a notch here at the defensive end and kind of get them back on their heels again. They've become more aggressive here since we've kind of sat back a little bit. In the right corner, lob to the low block. Mackey posts inside, double team, ball knocked away, stolen, good play, Malachi Lindsay. Up the floor to Monty Barley, takes it to the hole, lays it up, got it blocked. Mackey did that, down the right corner. Back outside on the wing for a three, and it's in and out. Tipped up and no good. Slapped off the board. Rebounded by Kaskaskia. Over the top, Tillman all the way. Puts up a runner, no good. Tipped long, picked up by the Grizzlies finally. Malachi, middle of the floor, Sean Glass. Sean on the left wing. Jared Fay tells him to set the offense and run it. Sean shoots from 15, good. Sean Glass, right side of the key on a pull-up. to 59, the Grizzlies have kind of retaken control of the game here with 7:35 to go. Point difference here at St. Louis. In the key, down the lane. Oh, reach-in foul on Tyrell. As Mackey curled from the right corner. Over the top, took it down the lane, and got fouled by Tyrell Smith. That'll be his first foul. Media timeout with 7:27 to play. The Grizzlies on top by 11 here in St. Louis over Kaskaskia at 70-59, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Year-end specials at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Les Becker. Now through December 31st, get 0% for 120-month financing on select LS tractors. Huge discounts and low-rate financing on in-stock Massey tractors. Plus, check out all year-end deals on all in-stock Mahindra, LS, and Bad Boy tractors.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
.27 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies are on top, 70-59, and we're at the free throw line at the Kaskaskia end here with Jared Mackey, who really tore us up in the first half. He had 14 of his 18 in the first half, but not as much here in the second. Free throw number one, no good. Mackey clanged the first one, trying to make it a 10-point game, 70-59. And it's good. Barbie up the right side to Malachi. In the front court, keeps the dribble. Cross court pass. Barbie hands it off to Sean Glass. Sean can take this guy guarding him. There's almost doubt about it. Hillman, 6 feet tall. Here's Sean going around him to the left. Baseline, far side in the corner. Tyrell with a three, and it's going to be no good. The ball is slapped high in the air, and it's going to be saved from going out of bounds. And out the other end, Kaskaskia. Ball knocked away, picked up inside, and now Liddell puts it up from 10 feet. Good. Miles Liddell's got 8 of his 12 here in this half. Front court. Touch pass, Malachi down the lane, kicks it to the right corner. Goose has an open three, that's no good. Ball comes off, 70-62, 6.5 minutes to play. To the far corner, up fake, he'll go baseline. And the shot is no good, rebound, Malachi had it, lost it out of bounds. Grizzly basketball is swiped out of his hands by Miles Liddell for Kaskaskia. And now Devontae Barley will check in for the Grizzlies for Goose Blobenfeld. Ace Evans back in the ballgame. He'll come in for Malachi. Malachi's played pretty good today. He's got 8 points off the bench. Inbound play to Ace in the corner. Don't stand in the corner. They'll come and get you. Now the front court. Tic-tac-toe pass, driving the lane, no good by Devontae Barley. Challenge the shot, maybe some contact, but nothing, and that pass inside to the corner. Open shot for three, Tillman no good, and the rebound down to Sean Glass. Hey, let's pull the reins and work some offense here, get a good shot, up by 8. Glass gets by, drives in, lays it up and good. Sean just, he just put it on Antoine Tillman with a crossover there. Sean has 15 for the ball game, 72-62. Ball kicked at the defensive end by Sean Glass. It'll stay with the Blue Devils. Josiah Green will check in for Tyrell. Tyrell Smith comes out. Here's the inbound play. Nowhere to go. They get it inbound. Pump fake underneath. Right hand reverses up and good. By Miles Liddell, who's got 10. Grizzlies break the press quick. 3-on-2. Lean in shot. High off the board and good. Josiah just took it straight to the rim. Not a bad plan. 6.5, 8 for the game for the Springfield freshman. 74-64. 5:08 to play. Get some stops here and take all the doubt away from this game. Down the key. Here's a shot up and in, and Jared Mackey just forced that ball up off the glass. And the Grizzlies come back 2-on-2. Come on. Breaks the press. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot 2. 4:51 to play. 74-66. Second foul call on Jules Smith. First free throw, no good by Damani. Ah. And one more to come for the redshirt sophomore. Imani had 7 points in the first half, has not scored in the second half. 74-66. Good. 75-66. Right side in the corner. Liddell to the right elbow. To Munoz down the left side. At the free throw line. Here's a fall away from 17. No good. And the rebound. We're going to get a foul call on the Grizzlies on the rebound. Liddell pulled it down. Damani Barley with a foul. Two on Damani. Here's the inbound play. On the right elbow. They'll break him down, and now Liddell will drive to the basket, lay it up and in. Miles Liddell, just 4 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Up the right side, the Grizzlies break the press. Barbie in the middle. Barbie with it. Loose ball picked up, Ace Evans goes in, lays it up, good foul, the play in the basket counts, and that was big, 4:04 to go, and Ace Evans picked up a loose ball, threw it on the left wing, and did not hesitate. He was headed for the house, laid it in, got fouled. And that's a third foul call on Mackey. But with 4 minutes to go in the ball game, you're kind of beyond trying to protect people. He's one of their two best offensive players today, so he has to stay out there with four fouls. Ace Evans at the free throw line. And it's good for the three-point play. 78-68. If we can get a couple of stops here, that would just be fabulous. Out high, curling over the top. Ball dribbled down. Ball lost, picked back up. Shot is up and good off the glass by Keon Garrett Miller. Front court Grizzlies back quick. Desiah leans in. Jackknock shot won't go. Rebound. Barbie has it. Bounces, pumps, goes up. Missed it, got fouled, he'll shoot two with 3:43 to go. Staying aggressive. That's good stuff. Timeout on the floor, probably the media timeout. 3:43 to play in the ballgame with a score of the Grizzlies, 78. Kaskaskia, 70. Back in a minute. On KDY.
Save big now through December 31st. Hi, this is Les Becker. Get $3,000 cash discount on all in-stock 2025 model Mahindra Roxors or $4,000 cash discount on in-stock 2024 model Mahindra Roxors. Plus, check out year-end deals on all in-stock Mahindra, LS, Bad Boy, and Massey tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
The Grizzlies have won 3 in a row, and if we can hold on the last 3:43 here with an 8-point lead right now, 78-70, that'll make it 4, and we could possibly end the first half of the season on a five-game winning streak if we can win this game and the one next Wednesday at the Civic Center against CMO Prep. That'd be pretty sweet. 78-70, Javon Barbie at the line for the Grizzlies. First try, good. Grizzlies continue to get it done at the free throw line, and the next one is good. We've shot 10 free throws in the second half, and we've made 9 over on the left side. They'll pull it back outside. 80-70, Grizzlies by 10. In the middle, Pass back out on the wing. Three ball by Mackey, no good. Rebound, Blaine Harris. And the Grizzlies will bring it up and no big rush. Up by 10, 80-70. A7's with it. Left side, Tyrell Smith. Tyrell, free throw line. Javon Barbie puts it on the floor, dribbled it out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies. That's all right. That's a good idea. Just one of those things. Javon, somebody reached in and slapped the ball off of him out of bounds. 3:01 to go. One thing that we don't particularly want to do is foul. That gives them a chance to catch up with the clock sitting still. And we are in the double bonus. They'll shoot two from here on every foul. That's the right point. And now we'll take it to the left side with Garrett Miller at left wing. Three ball is no good, and the long rebound, Javon Barbie has it. And now up the right side comes Sean Glass with 2:35 to go. Grizzlies ahead by 10. Sean Glass out front. Feeds it across, Tyrell, down the lane all the way, and dunks it down with one hand. Tyrell took it right down the throat of the lane and said the heck with it. It just cocked it back and fired it down. 82-70. Down the key, right-hand drive, no good. Stover, Javon Barbie rebounds, picks it up ahead, Sean Glass. Sean tries to go coast-to-coast and got fouled on the shot. Stops the clock with 2:01 to go, and things are looking way better right now as the Grizzlies go back to the free throw line. Gilman's third foul. And now Sean Glass at the free throw line. He's become old Mr. Steady. Free throw is good. You don't think there's a lot of difference between a freshman and a sophomore? Sean Glass is case in point. Case in point of what hard work, and this kid works hard at it. Free throw again, good again. He has made himself into such a much better basketball player in just 1 year. Timeout, 2:01 to go, and the Grizzlies are up by 14, 84-70. Back in a minute, no, make that back in 30 seconds on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Two minutes, 1 second to go. Grizzlies are ahead by 14 here in St. Louis, 84-70 against this Kaskaskia team that's 8-3, averaging 100 points a game. Outside at the point. The Grizzlies are going to just play zone and say, here, beat us from the outside. Here's a drive in the paint. Shot off the board, no good. Tips over, picked up by Munoz. Gets it over to Tillman. Now Munoz on the left baseline. Cut off. Leans in, shoots, no good. Blocking foul. Stops the clock with 1:38 to play. So the Grizzlies are going to win this game. And that will make four in a row. We will be 7-7. On the year. It wasn't very long ago. We were looking at 3-7. That has changed. Now with a chance to be above 500 for the first time at Christmas in 7 seasons. First free throw is no good by Hayden Hules. He'll get one more try. Hules again with 1:38 left. Good. In the backcourt, up the right side. Grizzlies break the press, 3-on-2, and now Malachi will circle outside. They're trying to give a foul, so there's a foul. Thank you. Devin Munoz picks up his fourth. 1:27 to go. We'll have our Grizzly post game with Jared Fay when this is all over with. And we'll name our Don's Auto Service Grizzly player of the game. Free throw number one, no good, by Malachi. Good team effort today by the Grizzlies. And good. ...85-71. We're playing out the string with 1.25 left. Down the key. You don't want to foul here. Turns, up fake, lay in, is up and around and good. Miles Liddell. Josiah Green fouled in the backcourt. With 1:10 to go, 85-73. You know, one thing about Josiah that's different for most freshmen. He plays more like a sophomore. Here's a free throw number one, no good. He doesn't play like a freshman. He has no hesitation. You're not going to intimidate him. That's all there is to it. Next try, he missed them both. So two misses at the free throw line, that's rare. Down the lane, losing the ball as they travel inside. Cascadia will throw it out of bounds by Miller, but it will stay with the Blue Devils. 1:03 to go. Josiah out, Blaine Harris comes in. Grizzlies try to finish this win. Here's the inbound out front. You don't want to foul. Down the key, spinning to the middle. Shot off the move. It's up and good by Keon Garrett Miller. And now a whistle of travel in the backcourt. 56 seconds to go as Ace Evans got tied up on the sideline and walked with the basketball. So it'll be Kaskaskia throw the ball in. 85-75, 56 seconds to go. Pass inside and foul call while Malachi Lindsay on the reach. It'll be two shots. It may take a while to play this last minute. Malachi Lindsay with his second foul. First free throw of two is good. Why were they were moving like it was a 1-1, but it was two fouls. We are in the 1-1. Next try on the 1-1 is good. So out was wrong. So he makes them both. Now let's get the ball off the court. Now a foul be called in the backcourt. And that's on Evan Munoz. He just fouled out of the ball game. Evan Munoz, 6'3", sophomore from Benton, Illinois, just fouled out. Actually, it's us in the double bonus, shooting two on every foul. Jared Fay will be up here when we're done. 53 seconds left, 85-77. Free throw number one is good. Ace Evans with another big day today. I'm not sure. Let's see. 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. I believe he has, and with that one, I believe Ace now has 23 points. Front court. Down the key. Here's a scoop shot. Up and under shot is good by Keon Garrett Miller. Just trying not to foul at this point. John Glass is fouled in the backcourt with 40 seconds to go. 87-79. Sean doesn't mind walking down the floor and picking up a couple of freebies here. Yeah. Ace has 23. It'll be two shots for Sean Glass. He's had a nice game today. First try, good. But he hit a big three to start this half. And he'll get one more try. And the next one good. I have him for 19. Wonder how everybody's doing in West Monroe today. It's warmer. 54 down there last time I looked. Here's a pass inside, shot up, no good. And a foul call on the Grizzlies, stops the clock with 31 seconds left, 89-79. Kind of odd thing about this is you see a lot of teams when they're behind by 10 points or so this much time, the automatic inclination is to kick the ball out and shoot the three, but that's not what they've done. Free throw number one is good. Jared Mackey. He's been good today. 6'5 from Memphis, Tennessee. Next try in and out. And the rebound. Jamal Barbie long up the floor to Malachi. The Grizzlies have numbers. They don't want to do anything. They're going to hold it up. 20 seconds left. Malachi handles, and he's fouled finally. Miles Lydell will get his third with 17 seconds to go and a 9-point Grizzly lead. Clayton Robbins will check in for the Grizzlies. Free throw is no good off the back iron. Ace Evans out. Clayton comes in. Next try is good. Well, we hit 90 to 80. Up the left side, in the front court. Spinning to the middle, dishing off Lydell. He's tied up by Clayton. Now a turn shot is up and in by Miles Lydell, and that should do it. We don't have to even get the ball over midcourt. 7.9 seconds to go. Another really good win for the Grizzlies. Two in a row away from the Civic Center. Holding foul on the inbound play, and that'll be on Kaskaskia. Keon Garrett-Miller with a foul. So we'll walk down here and do a couple more in Sean Glass's shopping cart. If Sean can make one out of these two, he'll have, I have him for 20. Great 1-2 punch today, Ace Evans and Sean Glass. Here's free throw number one, good, that's 20. Watch. 91-82. Sean makes them both. 21 on the day. No fouls here. 5 seconds to go. Let him score. Way up is around and good. And that, my friends, is your ball game. Final score. The Grizzlies win it. 4 in a row now. They win 92-84 over the Blue Devils from Kaskaskia College in Centralia, Illinois. That brings us to our Grizzly post game, and we'll talk with Jared Fay coming up here in just a few moments. Grizzly defense, well, our Grizzly player of the game, first of all, the Dodge Auto Service Grizzly player of the game. I'm going to give it to both Ace Evans and Sean Glass. Those two kids put together a heck of a day. I had them for a combined 44 points. So let's make Ace Evans and Sean Glass our Don's Auto Service Grizzly players of the game today. If you're looking for great service, if you're looking for tires to get you through the winter months, things are going to be getting slick before it's too awful long. Why don't you get with Don's Auto Service? But they're more than just tires. Get that car checked out, get that truck checked out before you get into the winter weather stuff. We'll join Jared Faith in just a couple of moments here. We'll take people moving around so fast, I'm not sure who's up here yet. Nope, it's going to move a minute and come back with the score. 92-84 the final. Grizzlies with the win. We're coming back in 1 minute here on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible.
Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
All right, we come back to the final again. 92-84. The Grizzlies win their fourth game in a row and, again, win away from the Civic Center. Prior to the game at NEO, we hadn't won away from the Civic Center this year. Now, suddenly, look at us. Four straight wins, Jared Fay. This has to feel pretty good for you and your basketball team.
Yeah, things are clicking, I think you could say. You know, we need Zoe back, and we'll get him back after the break. And there's still, in all these games, I feel like there's about 10 to 16 points that we give up because we don't have Zoe out there. But a lot of credit to Javon Barbie. He's down there rebounding. You know, he's playing like he's 6'8". And everyone's really kind of stepped up into different roles. I'm real proud of
him. I was going to ask you if maybe one of the things that's changed, because obviously something is different than the first, say, that first half dozen ball game. One of the things is, I think that somehow or other, we've become a little more physical at the defensive end of the court.
We have, you know, and part of that, and I kicked myself a little bit with our scheduling early. We had so many road games, and weren't able to really put back-to-back practices. So I feel like the guys took a lot of what we learned in that stretch, and we've been having really good practices, taking a lot more pride defensively, and really just playing together as a team. It's really, really good to see.
33 out of 39 from the free throw line. That's really good coaching.
yeah. I was correcting them on their form at all of those. No, we got a good free throw shooting team. I don't really like to talk about it because you don't want to jinx it, but, you know, practice, things like that. Guys have been hitting them.
And the two guys that combined for 44 today, Sean Glass and Ace Evans, that's some pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah, those two guys are really clicking right now. I know at NEO, you know, Sean had 20 and Ace had 3, and in the second half they flipped that. Those guys are both microwaves that can really get going, and my only fear in these types of games, sometimes I don't want to wear both of them out, but they definitely are hitting big buckets, creating their own shot, and playing really well.
We were down by 10 a couple times in the first half, but you could kind of feel that the basketball team was still had their head about them, they were staying in the game, they're playing defense, and eventually it started to turn, and by the time we got to halftime, we were ahead by 3.
Yeah, you know, we got to get off the bus better, because it's what we got to do in conference. You got to travel 3 or 4 hours and get off the bus. I felt like didn't have the energy that we needed to, but the guys picked it up, went on a run there at the end of the first half. We were very fortunate to have the lead at halftime as much as we were down, but this group will battle for sure. They fight.
And we've got some momentum, something that we haven't had very much of in recent seasons, but a four-game winning streak with a chance to make it 5 going into the Christmas break.
Yeah, that'd be great. The main thing is we're playing well, we're getting better, and we, you know, got to get practice, get a nice little break. This kind of time of year, we almost wish we didn't have the break, but we need it. We need to rest, get recovered, and we'll have a good second half.
Jared Fay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Colin.
Grizzlies win, and a really good win again today, 92-84. Scoring in this ball game, our Grizzlies players of the game are Don's Auto Service, Ace Evans, along with Sean Glass. They combined for 44 points of the 92 the Grizzlies scored. Also with 12 points in the ball game, Javon Barbie, 10 points by Malachi Lindsay, 8 points for Josiah Green, 8 points for Damani Barley, 6 for Ty Smith, and 3 for Goose Globenfeld. The Grizzlies 33 out of 39 from the free throw line. They led at the half by 3 and go on to win it by 8, 92-84. Grizzlies 7-7. Kaskaskia falls down to 8-4 and will be at home against Steamboat Prep on Wednesday night. James Hurt will have the broadcast of that game here on KDY. But here in St. Louis today, the sky is gray, but it may as well be shining with a big bright sunshine and the blue clear sky overhead, because when you win a game up here in St. Louis at the Missouri-Illinois Challenge, that's a good way to go home. The Grizzlies win it 92-84, and we'll see you Wednesday night at the Civic Center. Till then, thanks to Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.